President Teddy Roosevelt designated Boggsloff Island as a bird reserve 100 years ago. Eventually, the small volcanic Aleutian Island became part of the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. KUCB's Ann Hillman has the story on the tiny, changeable island's history.
Edward Harriman built railroads and made millions, but by 1899, he was tired. His doctor told him to take a cruise and relax. Instead, he organized a massive scientific expedition to Alaska, complete with photographers, writers, and others, to document the entire journey. Along the way, they noticed a strange, small, bird-covered island, Boggsloff. He and other explorers took reports of the island back to Teddy Roosevelt, who 10 years later designated it as a bird reserve. It's also home to large populations of fur seals and Steller sea lions.
Apparently the island is in a place where the currents, it happened to come up in a place that helps the ocean current swirl around it, so it's very dense food source right near the island. And the birds immediately moved in. They like nesting on these open cliffs. There are no predators. It was warm. You gotta think maybe some of these birds like to have warm feet. And tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of birds congregated on this island.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife archaeologist Debbie Corbett says the resources began attracting people to the island at least as early as the 1790s when the Russians first began to write about it. But no one ever settled there.
But it was kind of, you know, is it hot? There's no water there. It's erupting. It's kind of scary. People weren't inclined to hang out for very long.
Boggsloff is an active volcano, but geological oceanographer Jennifer Reynolds says it's significantly different than the other Aleutian volcanoes.
It's a 1,700 meter high, beautiful, conical shaped, classical volcano, but most of it's underwater.
It's by far the largest submarine volcano in the Aleutian chain. It starts on the ocean floor, on the edge of the Aleutian Trench. Most of the other volcanoes here started above sea level on the islands, which are part of the compacted sediment of the Aleutian Ridge. Since it started underwater, it looks different than other volcanoes.
When they erupt into water, the surface of the lava quenches or freezes immediately. And what glass is, essentially, is a solid with a liquid structure. It's as though you took the liquid and just flash froze it. And so lava that erupts underwater gets that flash frozen crust, which looks like volcanic glass.
The water pressure also makes its eruptions less explosive. But because most of Boggsloff is underwater, it's unclear how old it actually is. Reynolds says it's at most 10,000 years old, which is about when the Aleuts began to populate the region. But no one really knows for sure.
We need to get down and take samples and see what the character of the lavas is, see if there are layers of sediment in between any of the layers of lava and tephra. Perhaps we could date the sediments, but it could be a long shot too.
What is known about the volcano is how much it changes.
And so the configuration, the shape of the island changes, the existence of hard rock domes and pinnacles changes. So the island is not permanent. This is the main feature of Boggsloff as far as habitat for birds and marine mammals goes. It's continually changing, and they're continually having to adjust to these changes.
Researchers are currently studying the animals that live on the surface of the island, and Reynolds hopes to soon work with other scientists to study what organisms are growing on the volcano beneath the surface and how they're affected by the volcano's eruptions. That research may help scientists learn how quickly benthic organisms grow back on disturbed underwater surfaces. Boggsloff was one of the first pieces of land in the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge, but unlike other areas in the refuge, it can only be visited with a permit. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.